This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Early childhood education funding would get a major boost under a bill moving through the Colorado State Legislature. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundin has more.
The bill appropriates $8 million this year and $92 million next year. It would provide childcare stipends to parents returning to work post-pandemic. It would also award matching grants to employers to retrofit and develop new childcare facilities at the workplace. Colorado is facing a critical shortage of early care educators. The bill would create and fund programs to recruit and retain early educators. And it includes money for mental health wellness in the sector. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
Garfield County is the second county in Colorado to confirm the presence of the COVID-19 variant that was first discovered in India. County health officials confirmed last week that at least 6 residents tested positive for the variant. Of those residents, 5 were unvaccinated. The variant's presence was first detected in Colorado in early May, when 5 people in Mesa County tested positive. A multi-billion dollar plan to add fees to fund transportation projects is headed for a final vote in the Colorado House this week. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The measure would put fees on everything from gasoline sales to food delivery. It also adds fees to new technology like electric vehicles and Uber and Lyft rides. Republicans, including House Minority Leader Hugh McKean, say voters should be allowed to approve or reject fee increases.
I urge a no vote, not because it's not a way of getting something done. I don't think it's the right way.
Democrats say this new funding plan would address long-standing issues to reduce traffic and create an innovative transportation system. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
The scenic Ice Lakes Recreation Area west of Silverton will stay closed through mid-September because of wildfire damage from last fall. San Juan National Forest officials said fire-weakened trees are falling on sections of Ice Lakes Trail, and trees, rocks, and boulders continue to fall across Clear Lake Road. Without vegetation, the soils are loose and unstable, which can fuel debris flows when it rains. Right now, Fort Collins is at 51 degrees. The high today will be 73. Denver's high today will be 72. This is CPR News.